I'd like now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And Roseanne Cadis. She is coordinator for programs and education for the Judy Chicago Show, which is at the New Mexico Museum of Art. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hey, Mary Charlotte. Great to see you.
Good to be here.
Gentle listeners might be asking right now, what does the animal shelter have to do with the New Mexico Museum of Art?
This is really awesome. I think it's all Roseanne's fault anyway. So Judy Chicago is an incredible artist, and a lot of people didn't realize she also loves cats. And so Roseanne had this idea of bringing us on and having a cat adoption event during the exhibit. Not the whole time, but Saturday, August 30th. So, and that's how it came about. So we wanted to just offer people an opportunity to not just adore felines, but take a feline home. Right, Roseanne?
Yes, and there's a great tradition with Judy Chicago, and to have during her exhibitions,
It's okay.
Just keep going.
There's a great tradition with Judy of having cat adoptions, actually, in coordination with the publication of Kitty City in 2005, a book she wrote all about her six cats. So I was just trying to follow in the footsteps of
the tradition. And six cats, I guess she doesn't really like cats, right? Because most people who have cats have 10 or 12, right?
There are cat people, and there are dog people, and cat people have any number of cats. There can be hardcore cat people who have just one or two cats.
That's true. And, you know, the thing about cats, what I love about cats is that you can have a bunch, and it doesn't seem like a lot, and especially if you keep the kitty litter box clean and stuff like that.
That's because they don't actually do anything.
they're just there being adorable and and offering love when on their terms. Right, Roseanne?
Yes, absolutely.
So the Judy Chicago Kitty City book is really incredible. It's really all of her watercolors. Now, I didn't really realize that she was an animal lover. I should have realized that she's a phenomenal artist.
Anyone who writes a book called Kitty City, a Feline Book of Hours would be suspect.
Would be suspect, yeah. And she's a New Mexico resident. She lives in Albuquerque.
Yeah, she lives in Belen, and she's been in Santa Fe. She's been in New Mexico since 1984. And, in fact, the title of the show, Judy Chicago Local Color, is Judy Chicago 1984 through 2014. She's still here and living in Belen now.
With
six cats.
That's
a nice long time.
It is.
And Kitty City is a feline book of hours, and in the show you see some of the original works, as well as these incredible ceramic painted cats that she has.
So a perfect artist. She just looks at her environment and takes from that environment and creates art. So, and now, and felines are on her radar screen.
And so the kitty adoption will be on the 30th of August, Saturday the 30th, from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. There's also going to be an art-making workshop, homage to your pet or favorite animal. It doesn't even have to be a cat.
That's right. It can be your horse, your bunny, whatever it is. And so we're looking forward to inviting the community to come out for a really playful collage, painting.
I think I want to do that. I think that would be so much fun. I mean, and you too, because you have such great photos of your dogs.
So what do? You bring photos and then you work
people
from them?
People can, but I'm going to have stacks of images for people to use, photographs and painted images of all kinds of critters. So
really hands-on stuff that people can use and just sort of pay homage to their favorite animal or totem.
Mm-hmm. And or shrine, you know, you can create a shrine to your, if you need to kind of work out some loss around your animal, that's a okay place to do it too.
Yeah, lots of people do that.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's always, I mean, we go to museums and most of us aren't artists and some of us are maybe closet artists a little bit or whatever, but it's really nice, I think, to be able to respond to art by doing art.
Yes.
You know, to see an exhibition and then have a chance to make something, even though nobody's ever going to, except for you, going to hang it on the wall.
Yeah.
And that's how we've done, actually, all the workshops. This is our third and final hands-on art making. It's one of the first adult workshops. I think we are the first. I've been doing the first adult workshops at the museum that they've ever had. And we get to transform the stage at St. Francis on the auditorium stage there into a studio. So people really have an experience of getting to use all kinds of messy materials and Yes, we walk straight from the exhibition after we've looked at objects. And while it's still really fresh and moving for the people, Judy has a lot of messages. And the first couple of workshops, one was based on her pieces called Power Play, where she's looking at gender roles and masculine identity. And so people got to make masks and experience the contrast of the interior and the exterior like Judy did in her work. And
wow, you think you can do that with animals? I think so.
This is hitting a much lighter note. Most people see Judy's work or Judy as an incredible vehicle, her work, for social change and even intellectual change that brings social change. So I think they're kind of shocked when they walk in and see these cats.
Yeah, because I would think of her more of as a pushing the envelope kind of artist. And the cats are kind of mainstream, but still, I mean, there's something important. I was telling Roseanne, I first learned about Judy Chicago when I was just studying in Germany. A woman there was in love with her stuff in New York City, and that's how I learned about her. I'm going like, wow, and she followed me to New Mexico. Maybe it was the other way around. So.
And I had never heard of Judy Chicago during my art school years in the 70s. Absolutely never even mentioned her, but of course the word on the street was all about Judy Chicago.
Yeah, she was just out there just making people think about art in different ways, I think.
Yes. The dinner party changed my life, you know, and I think you mentioned that that was the same for your friend, actually seeing that piece of work, which is the history of Western art and women.
So this is a workshop for adults and kids, or really just for adults?
Well, so far the majority have been adults, but this workshop is definitely open to those 16 years and younger. I'm going to probably say that a 10-year-old probably won't enjoy the intensive conversation as much, perhaps, in the museum as the adults. But, yeah, bring along your children.
You never know what young people are absorbing.
Exactly.
You know, and I should know from all my experience with kids that they are such geniuses. And for me, even looking at objects at age 8 and 9 and 10 totally opened the world to me.
So, once again, homage to your pet or favorite animal, 1 to 3 in the afternoon, Saturday the 30th of August at the New Mexico Museum of Art on Palace Avenue, and cat adoption at the same time.
Actually, from noon to 4.
Oh, the cat adoption is from noon to 4. Okay, the workshop is from 1 to 3. Good.
So 1 to 3:30.
Okay, so before and after people can find their forever kitty.
That's
right. And may I give you a number for people to register or ask more questions?
For the workshop itself?
For the art making workshop on Saturday, August 30th, the phone number to call to register might be 476-5068. And I say maybe because you'll reach Martha or her phone message machine at 476-5068. Or you can email me and register at nmoaworkshops2014@gmail.com if you've got that.
Excellent.
And Mary Charlotte will have it on our website, I'm sure.
Yeah. We will have links for everything. Do you have to sign up in advance?
It's helpful if you do. We've been able to take a couple of walk-ins, but we like to keep the group kind of small, and we'd like to know who's coming, yes.
So what other things are going on at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter?
First off, I wanted to say that what I've been doing lately on Facebook page is when we have these mobile adoption sites events, I usually put every animal, as many as I can, that are going to be at the site. So people can, like, I want to increase this energy of cat adoptions by posting on our Facebook page all the animals that are available at these mobile adoption sites.
So you can find the celebrity animals on Facebook, and then you can meet them in person.
That's it, exactly. And
in cat.
And I don't know if people have been to our Facebook page for a while or our website, but we have been really working hard on getting incredible images of our animals, thanks to several volunteer photographers. Barb and Kate have been really working hard to sort of upgrade our photos and entice people in, you know. That's what you need. It's like, as they say, picture's worth 1,000 words. I could write and write and write, but you might not like as much as an image. So, yeah, what else is going on at the shelter? So many things. This month, as you may know, is our Pity Luau. that means we have been dressing up our pits, our pit bull mixes, in funny outfits.
Did you say pity luau?
All right, I didn't make that one up. So, yeah, I did say pity luau. And basically, we've got all these big flowers around the shelter, and we make our pit mixes. Because most of them, all of them basically that for adoption are just incredibly sweet and adorable, and they're up for anything. So we put them on leis and grass skirts and take pictures of them and just encourage people to think of pit bulls in a different way. And we've also are offering special discounts on their adoption.
Do you give them fruit hats?
There's hats are a part of the everybody's looking at me so oddly, but but we do try to, you know, make them just make people look at them in different ways. We some of them may have hats on, some of them may have grass skirts, some of them may be just beautiful pit bull mixes. So anyway, sorry about that.
No. It's a beautiful thing, and adopting a pit bull is an act of grace and kindness, I think.
Well, pit bulls have a stigma to them, and if you haven't
met... They have a stigmatism?
stigma to them. There's a stigma around pit bulls. And when you actually put them in a different environment and you see that these are wonderful animals and loving animals, you know, all our animals are very, you know, we behavior test them, we make sure that they don't have any issues, and we make them available for people. And people who have never had pit bulls are so just blown away by the animals because they're just so loving. And that's what it's all about.
Now, do you participate in the pet parade during Fiesta?
I wanted to tell you about that. In fact, this year is our second year that we'll be grand marshals of the pet parade, children's pet parade. And we'll be leading a whole bunch of, we hope, shelter alums. Those are dogs that have been adopted at the shelter in the parade behind our big banner. And we are inviting everybody who has a shelter dog to join us. And if they want to find more information about it, they should call Jessica at jjenkins at sfhumanesociety.org. So that's jjenkins@sfhumanesociety.org. And she'll tell you all about it.
Excellent.
It'll be a fun thing. We've done that. Ever since I've been in Santa Fe, I mean, that's my favorite part of Fiestas. There's a lot of things in Fiestas I love.
Fiestas beautiful.
But the pet parade, and I love to go around taking pictures of people with their animals. They just love them. And you should just, especially, you know, not just the people in the parade, but on they're watching, the participants, everybody is just smiling. And their animals are smiling as well. And so it's just a fun thing.
And there's so much creativity what they do with their animals.
They dress them up. So that's September 6th. The parade starts at 9. We ask people to be there at 7:45 and to contact Jess about more information. And we also have, right after that, this is going to be our second annual doggy dip. So, as you know, the Bicentennial Pool, they close down and then they open it up to us, and everybody and their dog can come and let their dog jump in the water. It's from 11 to 2, and it's just an opportunity for people to get wet. No, their dogs to get wet. It's funny because there's so many dogs in New Mexico who just hate water. They're just afraid of water.
Yeah.
And then there are so many dogs that love water, mostly the Labrador Retrievers and things like that.
And then there's dogs like my Jack Russell Terrier Milk who will seek out a puddle, any puddle within 4,000 yards, and get dirty in it.
Of course. What else? Yeah, I have the same thing lately. We've had such great monsoon weather that there's so many puddles that all my dogs just like, that's just where they go to. I don't get it. As long as it's shallow. Zach, who is a Labrador mix, he refuses to get too wet. Anyway, that's from 11 to 2 at Bicentennial Pool, also on September 6th. It's just a fun day. And then we'll also have...
And they clean the pool really good.
They close it down. So basically, there's no problems there. Although people... for some reason think that dogs have any more, well, they may have a few other things to them, but really, seriously, last year and every year that I've been to, we've never had any incidences about dogs in pools.
And also, chlorine works.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they shut it down and they don't, you know, then they drain it in the spring and fill it back up. I guess it looks really terrible in the spring, but not from dogs, just because there's a lot of moss and other stuff in there. That's just a fun event. And then I wanted to say that whole day, you know, after the prep parade, you can walk in the parade, let your dog jump in the water, and then if you need another dog, we'd like another dog, we'll also have an adoption event on the plaza. We don't usually have that, so it's really kind of cool. So it's really a day for the animals.
What dogs and cats do you have up for adoption right now?
Well, I wanted to bring you a photo of Salem. So this is not one of our best photos, but it's a good, you know,
a beautiful observant black cat.
Yeah, and I'll dress that up a little bit before I post it on Facebook. Salem is a cat social cat that loves other cats and sweet and outgoing, and she's ready for anybody to be.
She likes long walks on the beach.
You know, I was in at a resale store the other day, and a woman was with her cat on a leash. I thought it was really awesome. She was walking it around, and I made the cat pose with a bunch of stuff just because I love to do that. Put cats in pools and stuff like that. And then we also have Tizzy. Tizzy's a female Labrador Retriever mix, so she's also a very dog social dog. She loves to get tough and rumble when she plays with other dogs, but she loves other dogs and people, so she would be great for your pack.
Ah, a beautiful brown dog.
Yeah, New Mexico brown dog.
New Mexico brown dog.
Or Santa Fe blend is what we call it.
Did you ever see the website catsinsinks.com?
No.
All it is cats in sinks. People send them in.
Oh, sinks.
S-I-N-K-S.
I thought you said sinks, like synchronized swimming. Yeah, exactly.
No,
see.
All right. I think we're devolving. We better go now.
Not like cats who are evolving.
Ben Swan is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Roseanne Cadis is coordinator for programs and education with the Judy Chicago Show at the New Mexico Museum of Art, and that show is running through the 12th of October. And once again, the animal adoption and the art making workshop, Saturday, the 30th of August. And what's the number again for more information?
476-5068 to register. And to get more information, the best thing to do is to email me at nmmoaworkshops2014@gmail.com.
Roseanne and Ben, thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mayor Charlotte.